Last week, I went to see the work of Victor Bocas at the Maitland Art Center's Culture and Cocktails show and was delighted to find, in conjunction with Victor's wonderfully whimsical and slightly surreal, mostly Florida-flavored prints, the work of another local artist, Anna Tomczak. Anna Malia is an exhibit of Anna's large-scale Polaroid transfers, a blend of photography, painting, and an assemblage of objects that captures both the old world and the otherworldly, and has an effect that is both transfixing and comforting. Anna Malia is up through March 10th, when Anna will also be doing a workshop on photo transfers at the Maitland Art Center. Go to annatomczak.com for more on her extraordinary work and artandhistory.org for details on more shows at the Maitland Art Center. In keeping with the old world and classic themes, it really doesn't get more classic than The Cat in the Hat, the beloved Dr. Seuss story adapted for the stage by Kate Miller for the National Theatre of Great Britain, will have its Southeast premiere at the Orlando Rep. The show opened yesterday and runs through March 24th. I've heard great things about this production and look forward to seeing it myself, so we can all go to orlandorep.com for all the details. Our final old world event is the Antiques, Vintage, and Garden Show this weekend at the Orlando Museum of Art. You can have your antiques appraised at certain times at this event by staff expert Charlie Miller. And remember, if you strike it rich antiques roadshow style, you owe me a tip for the tip. Go to omart.org for all the details. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll see you out there.